Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 11th of June, Paul's Travail. The Apostle Paul was joined to the travail of Christ so that his hearers would be born of God and established on the pathway of regeneration and renewing. They were not born of Paul, but were born of God by the Holy Spirit, as they received the seed of their name as a son of God through Paul's ministry of the gospel. Accordingly, Paul wrote, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." Reflecting on his participation in the fellowship of this travail, Paul said, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God, that is, immortality." We note that this happens before the revealing of the sons of men on the day of resurrection, when we receive our spiritual body. He further testified that his prayer and aim was to know Christ and join the fellowship of his offering journey and attain to ex-anastasis life as the means by which he would survive the traumas that beset him from day to day. Identifying himself with Christ's pangs of death, he said that he was in deaths oft, despairing even of life. However, out of all these afflictions, the Lord delivered him through ex-anastasis from day to day. The references used in today's devotions are Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 19, Romans chapter 8, verses 18 and 19, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, and 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 11. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 11.